Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of the best in the business when it comes to recognizing draft talent, putting them in the right spots, mock drafts, what have you. It is draft season. We welcome in from Real GM, Browns Wire, Texans Wire. Find him on Twitter at Jeff Risden. Jeff Risden joins us on the show tonight. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure to be with you. We're almost to the touchdown day, so this is a super exciting season for us.
Starting to get close, my friend. Starting to get very close. You have Baker Mayfield at number one. Why?
He's the guy that I would take there. I don't think the Browns will, but I like the fact that he has the personality, the mentality to overcome all that you need to do to be successful in Cleveland. That's my hometown. It's a very tough place to win, but if the fans can get behind you, they will love you forever and be eminently supportive. And that's something that I think that he can rally. He did that at Oklahoma. He wasn't their first choice there. He wound up being the right choice for that. There's some risks to it. I see him being somewhat like Jeff Garcia. When Jeff Garcia had the team around him, the coach around him, and the fans around him, he was a very good quarterback. When that didn't happen, you really didn't want to have Jeff Garcia as your quarterback. I think that's going to be the case with Baker Mayfield, too. But that's a risk you have to take in Cleveland. He's the guy that can make that jersey stop adding names to it for a while.
Can you rank your top four or five quarterbacks just how you see them right now? Not how they'll go in the draft, how you like them.
Yeah, sure. I think Rosen is the best. I have Mayfield next. With Sam Darnold right there, I would entertain an argument for either one of those guys being number two. Then I actually like Lamar Jackson next quite a bit more than the next group. Then I have a drop down to Mason Rudolph, and I actually like Kyle Aletta a little bit more than most people do in that range, too.
You didn't mention Josh Allen.
No, I did not.
That was on purpose, huh?
He would be number eight or number nine for me. I have seen a lot of bad quarterbacking in my day. I've seen a lot of them not translate to the NFL. Guys who get hyped up like Christian Hackenberg, Zach Mettenberger. Going back even further than that to Jamarcus Russell, people get way too caught up in athletic traits and potential. If they couldn't do it in college, they're not going to be able to do it in the pros. Jake Locker is probably the closest example I can think of for Josh Allen, guy who had a whole lot of physical ability, but never had the accuracy in college, never had the decision-making, was always a little bit slow to process what was going on. That's exactly what I see in Josh Allen. I would not take him before the fourth round. That, having said that, he's going to go in the top three or four picks, but that's for some NFL team to find out that they're mistaken.
Wow.
On that.
Not before the fourth round you wouldn't take Josh Allen?
I would not, no.
So why has he been shoved up to maybe the top of the draft and possibly even the Browns taking him number one?
Well, if you watch him, he does have a beautiful arm. There's no denying that he has the ability to throw the ball 55 yards down the field on an absolute dime. And he seems to be an eminently likable kid. Everybody who talks to him loves the guy and is rooting for him. And I'm rooting for him, too, to overcome the negativity that people like me are spewing at him, because I think that's a great story. But he doesn't have the accuracy. If you can't throw accurately against air, you're going to have problems. Down at the Senior Bowl practices, he was airmailing screen passes with no defense on the field. That's not going to go away in the NFL. Yeah, there's a whole lot of potential, and it's exciting, and it's a great story, but it probably doesn't have a happy ending for anybody taking him in the top round.
Jeff Risden joining us on the show. Do you believe the Browns would take him number one then?
I think it's remote. I actually think they're more likely to take Mayfield than Allen, but I do think the pick will be Sam Darnold. At least that seems to be the information that we had about a month ago. This is smokescreen season, so I'm going to believe what I believed a month ago and not believe anything that I've heard in the last few days. I would advise most listeners do the same. Even though that's bad for business, that seems to be the, if you want it to be accurate, you probably need to dial back your clock a little bit and just stay there.
How good is Saquon? Jeff Risden joining us on the show. Find him on Twitter at Jeff Risden. A lot of interesting stuff from him. How good can Saquon Barkley be?
He can be Marshall Faulk good. And I use Marshall Faulk as the example because I don't think Barkley is the best pure runner in this class. There are other guys who are going to be better running the ball. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He's a guy who can get you 100 catches for 800 yards and a bunch of touchdowns. That's the kind of versatility he has. He also has the return ability, although if you're taking him in the top 10, you're not going to use him as a return man, or else you won't be employed very long in the NFL as a coach. He has that all-around dynamic ability. He's also got that alpha male presence to him. He can be really, really good.
Jeff Risden joining us on the show. I'm just trying to think right now. Does Dave Gettleman maybe have the hardest decision in this draft? Because there at two, you could get yourself a fine quarterback. You're in New York where there's really no such thing as a rebuild, and you have Eli. I don't know if you'd want to take his heir apparent that highly right now, but really, when's the next time you expect on being this bad? What would you do if you were him?
You know, I'm actually working on the what I would do mock draft right now, and I did it tonight, and I would take Quentin Nelson because I am of the opinion that you can still get a couple more serviceable years out of Eli. And if you have a good enough team around Manning, you can still win. Last year was a bit of an aberration for them. They had injuries. They had offensive line issues that were beyond anything
awful,
that you could
awful.
Conceive of. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They've tried to fix that, but fixing it better makes Eli better. It makes whoever they draft as their running back of the future better. And this is such a deep running back draft. You can get a guy in the second or third round there. And they can surf for a couple of years and ride out Eli and hope that you can recapture a little bit of magic. Hopefully Odell Beckham Jr. is still around and dialed in, because then you've got your number one wide receiver that every quarterback needs. So I would take Quentin Nelson, the guard from Notre Dame, who is I think he's the best player in this draft regardless of position. If you can get him at number two and plug him in at guard, you've got a Pro Bowl guard as a rookie right there. I have very little doubt that he will be not just good but great right away in the NFL.
Totally agree with you, and it's so hard to find good offensive linemen these days. There's been a notable amount of bust because of the differences in offenses. You know, we put so much on the quarterback. There's still a lot on the offensive line as well. Let me go back to that quarterback position, a guy who might not finish his career as a quarterback in Lamar Jackson. Have we been unfair to him, and is there a part where you kind of feel bad for him because of this entire process?
You know, I do, although he has not helped himself by the way he's handled it. He does not have an agent. He's getting some interesting advice, I'll put it that way. I wish he would have run the 40-yard dash. I wish he would have been a little bit more accessible to teams who wanted to talk to him, who wanted to set up visits with him. He's had issues with just logistics that could have been ironed out, so that hasn't helped him. But, yeah, if you watch him at Louisville, man, there's a whole lot of things that he can do, sort of like Josh Allen, not the most accurate guy in the world, but can do a whole lot of things with his athleticism. He is more accurate. He does have better touch on shorter throws, and he has that natural running ability. We all watched Deshaun Watson sort of overcome similar gripes about him last year. Jackson can be that kind of guy. I don't think he has quite the leadership and mentality that Deshaun did, but if you can get pretty close to that, that's still a pretty darn good quarterback. And, yes, I do think that some of the coverage of him is patently unfair. I wish that everybody would just accept the fact that he is, in fact, a quarterback. He's flawed like the rest of the quarterbacks are. There's no reason for him to be moved any more than there is to have Josh Allen start playing tight end, which is something that I've actually advocated for.
Jeff Risden joining us on the show. Find him on Twitter at Jeff Risden. Why has the wide receiver market completely fallen out compared to where it was a few years ago? Is it just because of the injuries or the lack of success from first-round guys, or is there something else that might mix for you from college to the NFL?
You know, I think a little bit of it is that a lot of teams have found success spraying the ball around to multiple targets. Drew Brees has done that for years. Now, he does have a number one receiver, Michael Thomas, now, but the top-end receivers, look at last year. Jarvis Landry led the league in catches. How'd Miami do? Odell Beckham, arguably the most talented guy in the league. How'd they do? Antonio Brown is really, really good. He would be my first choice as the best receiver in the league. But he's at his best when Ben is looking around and throwing the guys to other Steelers, too. I think that has caught on. So you don't necessarily need to have that massive investment in that. Having said that, it would be nice to have an Antonio Brown or a Julio Jones or an A.J. Green or somebody like that. That you can absolutely turn to in time of need. But I think most teams have realized that you can probably get away without that if you have enough good guys. And that seems to be the road that most teams are taking right now.
Sleeper running back, give me a name.
I like Ito Smith from Southern Mississippi. Nifty, shifty guy. Great, great running back class this year. I can find you starters in the sixth round this year. Wonderful class.
Then why are we getting all hot and bothered over Saquon Barkley?
That's a very good question. I think he is a little bit overhyped. I finished my rankings. I actually graded Ezekiel Elliott higher than I did Saquon Barkley. But again, some of that is fact. I don't think he's the greatest runner. If you need just a guy to run the ball this draft, I'm taking Darius Geis. I'm taking Ronald Jones. But it's that added value that Barkley gets and his phenomenal workout in Indianapolis at the scouting combine. He's also just a wonderful guy to talk to. It's very easy to fall in love with a guy that's smart, that can answer your questions and turn them back at you and offer something that you don't necessarily expect from an athlete. He can do that. And that gets him a whole lot of praise. He's a rare physical specimen. Doesn't always mean that he's going to be the greatest football player, but it's that's where it's coming from.
Jeff Risden joining us on the show, Real GM, Browns Wire, Texans Wire. How does your top five shake out right now?
Who's going to go or who
yeah.
I would take?
Just the mock, not you, but the mock.
Yeah, it's going to be three quarterbacks. You're going to see Darnold, Allen, and Rosen go. I think Baker Mayfield could crash in there, especially if somebody trades up. Mm-hmm. And then I think you will see Saquon Barkley in there, and I think you're going to see a surprise like a Derwin James crash there, the safety from Florida State. Or you could possibly even see, because the offensive tackle class is so bad, Mike McGlinchey from Notre Dame is going to get some love earlier than you think he is.
He's a good player.
He is a good player.
I don't know if I overrate him just because of how bad the class has been, but I think he's a good player. I watch a lot of Notre Dame. I think that he's pretty good. Can he do what needs to be done at left tackle, or could he have to maybe make a switch?
I'd like to see him at right, but he's better at left than some other guys that are starting there now. Let's put it that way.
Ooh, I like what you say. Jeff, we thank you very much for the time, my friend. All the very best, and we'll run you down again soon.
My pleasure. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.